So have you come up on your horse here?
No, I've been taking the children to school. They go to school here and we take them up and then we bring them home empty.
They go to school on the horse?
Yes.
It's a nice way of going to school, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, good luck in the elections.
Thank you.
It's a lovely sunny morning on the tiny Channel Island of Sark. This is a wonderful remote place. Cars are banned. You get around on foot, by bicycle or tractor. The sea is beautifully clear. There's no street lights, so the nights are bright with stars. But it's not quite a place of tranquility at the moment. For more than 400 years, Sark has been a feudal state, the last in the West. It's been ruled by a feudal landlord, the seigneur, and a largely unelected parliament, the chief pleas, dominated by the island's landowners. That's all changing. Human rights laws are forcing Sark to hold its first democratic elections. 473 voters go to the polls in a few weeks' time. Overseeing the process is the island's judge, Lieutenant Colonel Reg Geale.
It's a historic occasion. The people of Sark went to an opinion poll in 2006, and by 56% to 44%, they voted to have a fully elected government. So the majority of people on the island who took part in that poll, and it was an 89.5% turnout, wished to have a fully elected government. They've now got that, and many people have said for many years that they wouldn't stand for election while there was such an imbalance between elected members and unelected members in chief pleas. And I'm expecting and hoping that many of those people who in the past said they wouldn't stand because of that inequality will now actually decide to stand for election.
And huge interest, not only from the UK and on Sark, but from around the world.
Yes, we've had telephone calls from Moscow, Australia, Argentina, Italy, France, America, you name it, Japan, and I think we're going to get a great deal of the world's press in Sark on or around the election date.
The process is not proving to be painless. Even here, politics is getting a little nasty. There are two main factions fighting for control of the parliament. On one side, there are the supporters of the Barclay brothers, Sir David and Sir Frederick, the super-rich owners of the Telegraph newspapers and the Ritz Hotel. They live on a craggy island close by and have been investing heavily in Sark, smartening up hotels, shops and restaurants. They've campaigned vigorously for the move to democracy. But a second faction is wary of these radical changes. Among them is Sandra Williams, one of those fighting for election.
I think there's a definite two sides about everything. I mean, I've lived here most of my life since I was five. People I went to school with, it's very sad to say that they will walk on the other side of the road to avoid having to speak to me. I have a job to do and I have an opinion, and I also believe other people have an opinion, but somewhere people have to get together and move towards what's best for Sark.
I'm Kevin Delaney and I'm the estate manager here for Sark Estate Management.
Which makes you really the man on Sark for the Barclay twins.
You're quite right. I represent Sir Frederick and Sir David Barclay's interests here on the island.
And you're going to be standing in this election?
I most certainly am. I'm looking forward to it.
So what issues are you going to be fighting on?
I think it will be framed around the economy, the benefits that we've brought to the island to date, which are full employment, which didn't exist before we arrived here. We've spent a lot of time refurbishing properties over the past 18 months. We've empowered a lot of young entrepreneurs to allow them to open their own businesses. And we have a lot of exciting plans for the island going forward. But we do see this as an evolution rather than a revolution. We see ourselves working with the island.
Many on the island are sad that things are changing. Hotelier Elizabeth Paré still has a musket above the arga of her cliffside home. Traditionally, all landowners were obliged to own a musket, so they could defend the island if attacked.
I really feel saddened that so many people want to change everything, and really all along I have never changed my idea. I feel that it's so brilliant. It's worked for 400 years. I think our ancestors did a wonderful job with the constitution, keeping the island the little paradise it is. And I just feel if something works, don't change it. Furthermore, lots of people that have come to Sark, because they absolutely loved it. And then, my goodness gracious me, they're the ones who want to change everything.
At his beautiful 18th century manor, complete with a watchtower so that signalling could take place between the island and Guernsey, the seigneur, Michael Beaumont, is in reflective mood.
I used to be the sort of chief landlord. All property on Sark is held from the seigneur. The seigneur holds the land from the crown, all the land from the crown, and the other landholders hold their land from the seigneur in sort of old Norman feudal system. That's all changed now. Now, when anybody wanted to sell a part of their land or do anything with it, they had to get my permission. That no longer applies.
So democracy is a good thing?
It's a very broad question.
It's a very broad question.
On Sark.
With reservations, yes. Yes.